This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Frontline and the newsroom at ProPublica are investigating British Petroleum, or BP as we all know it, in a special documentary called The Spill. We're joined by Martin Smith, a correspondent from Frontline. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
In your documentary, what's fascinating is the sort of deep insight that you have into the previous track record, the environmental track record of BP, and you're helping make the case that really this wasn't that much of a surprise, the massive spill in the Gulf, that is, or at least that they have had serious problems in the past.
What was most interesting to me is early on I came across a YouTube video of Tony Hayward speaking to a group of students at Stanford University, and that he said that the problem was that they had lost sight of the fact that they were an operating company, they were too top-down, they had too many, as he said it, shallow generalists, and didn't listen well enough to workers.
We diagnosed the following. A company that was too top-down, too directive, and not good at listening. We had too many people that were working to save the world. We'd sort of lost track of the fact that our primary purpose in life is to create value for our shareholders. And we failed to recognize we're an operating company. We had too many people that did not understand what it took to run operations. We had too many shallow generalists.
So by their own analysis, they had seen prior to the Gulf disaster that they had major problems, and Hayward, by all accounts, was attempting to turn it around, but he was also under pressures to cut costs, and those of course conflicted.
You had an interesting bit in there about the culture of fear that some of the workers at the Texas City plant in BP were actually living through, according to a survey that somebody from BP did inside.
Yeah, a BP plant manager came in, a guy named by the name of Don Paris, and commissioned a survey, sort of a psychological profile of the workforce.
One of the first things Paris did was commission an employee survey. In it, workers talked about their exceptional degree of fear. They worried about dying.
There was a fatality once approximately every 18 months or so. The feeling of the workforce was that there was an imminent catastrophic accident that could happen in the near future.
And he shared that with his boss in London, John Manzoni, the chief of refining, and had at least three meetings with him in which he briefed him on the problems, the worries, the need for more resources to get things shaped up at the refinery, all prior to, of course, one of the worst industrial accidents in U.S. history.
Paris even went to BP headquarters in London and showed Manzoni a PowerPoint presentation. In it, a list of dead workers. Details on two recent fatal accidents. A tally of more than 20 fatalities in 30 years.
The basic response Don Paris got was, well, that's your job to make sure this stuff doesn't happen. And he was pleading for, well, let me have the materials to do my job that way. London saw it a different way. And that's part of that culture that BP didn't get.
You speak to a number of government officials in the documentary about why that sort of a track record is not taken into consideration. What was their reaction, or what was their reasoning?
First of all, we spoke to Carol Browner in the White House, who said, look, it's not our job to worry about who gets which permit or not. We just do broad policy discussions here about whether we should drill offshore or not.
Carol Browner, Obama's chief environmental advisor, said that in the policy discussions over drilling, BP's safety record never came up. They relied instead on the industry's overall 30-year offshore drilling record.
If you have a 30-year record, that speaks volumes. I think most of us, if making decisions in our own lives, had 30 years of information that suggested something was safe, we would pay attention to that.
But at what point does the safety and environmental record of a company rise to an issue of concern for you in the White House?
The White House is not involved in individual leasing decisions or permitting decisions. Those are handled, you know, outside of the political system, and appropriately so. They're factual decisions made by the Department of Interior. That's their responsibility. It's not part of the broader policy decision, which is should we enhance and increase the amount of domestic oil production.
Then we went to the Department of Interior, who is in charge of permitting. And they said, basically, there's no taking a track record into account. He said, if there is, it would be lawyers, either at the EPA or in his department or at Justice. We then went to the chief of the environmental crimes section at Justice, the prior chief, and asked him about this. And he says, look, the law doesn't really have teeth in this area. If you clean up whatever mess you've made, he said, you're free to get new leases, new contracts. Basically, if you're a recidivist or a repeat offender, that's not weighed in on the decision as to whether you get a new lease.
Our laws don't today create any barriers, any limits on their ability to continue operating. As soon as they've cleaned up whatever mess they've made, they're off the hook.
And if you're a repeat offender,
the law's no different.
The law is no different. So you can get another contract. You can drill again. You can operate a refinery.
That's correct.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
All right. The documentary is called The Spill. Correspondent is Martin Smith. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.